أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. جاهدوا في الله حق جهاده، هو اجتباكم وما جعل عليكم في الدين من حرج، ملة أبيكم إبراهيم، هو سماكم المسلمين من قبل وفي هذا ليكون الرسول شهيدا عليكم وتكونوا شهداء على الناس، فأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واعتصموا بالله هو مولاكم فنعم المولى ونعم النصير. صدق الله العظيم. This is the last ayah of Surah Al-Hajj, ayah number 78. In the previous ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the believers, saying to them that they should turn their attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, performance of salat. Number two, carrying out the good work that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded them to do and fulfilled commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Some few ayats before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أُذِنَ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتَلُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا. Allah had given permission to this ummah that they should go out and they should strive and fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So concluding on this now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ. And struggle for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, struggling in such a manner that one fulfills the struggle that is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The struggle that we speak about here, the highest form of it undoubtedly is that we strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, going out and making jihad and qital. Those that are rebellious against the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we check and we stem their tides and we protect the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the ulama have spoken about other forms of jihad. One is that a person thereafter makes jihad with the pen, a person makes jihad with the tongue. All that will be regarded as jihad. But the real and true qital and jihad is that when one fights the enemy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because they become rebellious against the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ulama have also expressed that this word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used, jihad, and then Allah ta'ala says, haqqa jihadi, fulfilling the rights of the struggle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we should not leave any resource in trying to accomplish our closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in trying to serve the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Every effort should be made to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every effort should be made to rectify ourselves. Every effort should be made to become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah says, هُوَ جِتَبَاكُمْ. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had chosen you. Allah had chosen you for the deen. Allah had chosen you for iman, O ummat. And it was the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One was the choice that Allah ta'ala had chosen our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For him Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the sahaba. And then Allah chose us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was the choice of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create any difficulty in so far as the deen is concerned. That Allah Rabbul Izzat saw the ability of man, or rather Allah created the ability within man. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the capacity. And according to that capacity of the human, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has imposed upon us a shariat, a way of life. And if you look at the reality of the way of life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it absolutely easy for this ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy in the sense that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, according to some mufassirin, that if a person commits a guna, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him if he makes tawbah. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala left out any compulsion of, if a person left out any compulsion of deen, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made some form of qadha that the person can carry out and in that way make tawbah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. So in every aspect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken cognizance of the composure of man, the weakness and the strength of man. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had said also Allah created us weak, but at the same time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us strength And in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had seen and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted us this deen. If you look at the deen of the people of the past, the Yahud, himself Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said Allah made it difficult. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala imposed upon them much difficulty, but that difficulty was created for them and Allah had made that easy for this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Millata abikum Ibrahim. This deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about is the millat of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, is the religion and the way of life of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. In that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam had worshipped Allah Rabbul Izzat alone, the Tawheed of Islam. We will find that the Hajj Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted to this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we find that there were many traits of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that resemble that of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. And then Allah Rabbul Izzat says, Huwa sammakumul muslimin. It is He who had called you Muslim. Now one is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had called this ummah Muslim. Allah had chosen this name for this ummah. And the name Muslim, Islam means not peace, but Islam means to submit and to subjugate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a Muslim is one who becomes submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hence, the people of the past that were obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, technically they were also Muslims. But the reality is this, that this name Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given only to this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One other interpretation will be, Huwa sammakumul muslimin. It is Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam that had called you Muslim. In other words, he gave you this name Muslim in the dua after he had completed the building of the Kaaba. Rabbana waj'alna muslimaini lak wa min dhurriyatina ummatan muslimatan lak wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. In that dua that he made for this ummah, he called this ummah Muslim, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam use the name Muslim for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the kitabs of the past, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to this ummah as the ummah a muslimah, and in that way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen the best name also for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Min qablu, before this, in the kitabs of the past, wa fi hadha, and in this kitab also, the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to this ummah as Muslim, an ummah that is submissive. لِيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْكُمْ, so that the Rasul will become a shaheed and a witness upon you. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing the superiority of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over all the other anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. And Allah is showing the superiority of this ummah over all other ummah, that tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will give evidence for this ummah. And then Allah says, وَتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ, and you, O mankind, you will become a witness against the entire mankind. It comes in a hadith that when the people of the past will be called, and when they will be asked about the coming of their respective Nabis, they will deny it. The Nabi will give evidence, they will deny it. Allah will call the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This ummah will give evidence on the basis of what is found in the Qur'an Kareem. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not only accept the evidence of this ummah, but the other people, those against whom the evidence will be made, they will not have any reply against the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So despite the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent this ummah last, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given this ummah superiority, and on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the superiority evident. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us last also for this reason, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this ummah see the faults of the other ummah, so that we will not follow the same path and we will not make the same mistakes. And obviously there is no one to see the faults of this ummah that will come after us and find fault to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So hence when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us so much of virtue, Allah says, فَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, then establish the salah, وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ, and give out the zakah. And again, time and time again, we say the same thing here, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions only two actions in many parts of the Qur'an Kareem, that of salat and that of zakat, not because the deen is made up only of two actions, But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions these two actions because they are the best of all the ibadah. Insofar as the bodily ibadah is concerned, salat is the best. And insofar as monetary ibadah is concerned, zakat is the best. Wa'tasimu billah. Hold on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Holding on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means bringing perfect obedience in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some have said, seek the protection of Allah Rabbul Izzat, huwa mawlakum, he is your mawla, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your owner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your master, wa ni'mal mawla, wa ni'mal nasir. What an excellent master is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa ni'mal nasir, and what an excellent helper is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We conclude the surah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك